As of late Thursday afternoon, nearly 6,000 people had signed a Change.org petition to try to stop Georgia Public Broadcasting's plans to air its own programming on WRAS, also known as Album 88. Several Facebook pages and websites have popped up, and community support for stopping the plans stretch as far as restaurants posting Save WRAS on their marquees.
It is happening. It's not going to be reversed.
That's Mark Becker, president of GSU. He says the partnership will bring more opportunity for his students, not only in radio, but in film and video. But what about the listeners of WRAS who extend far beyond the college community?
The only change for the listeners is that the analog signal will not be available from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. For the folks who are avid listeners and still want access to WRAS, they can get that through the digital format.
Chris Shattuck, former editor of GSU's newspaper, says that's not good enough.
By removing the analog signal from the cars and homes of people during the day, you're effectively killing the power and the influence of the station. But really what it comes down to is, you know, should public radio substitute student radio? And I think really those experiences and the role that those play in the media landscape of Atlanta, you know, are fundamentally different.
Shattuck says he considers the change an assault on all student media at GSU. He says students had no idea of the planned partnership until the contracts were signed. President Becker.
We'll weather this. People get upset when there's change.
The change is scheduled to start in early June. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.